Liftoff. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Movie Review Podcast. I am Terrence Fisher, and I'm your host. And we got some Avengers Endgame stuff to talk about today. Now, if you don't know, the world premiere of Avengers Endgame was on this past Monday night. So the world premiere is where they, you know, the premiere of the movie where they have all of the stars of the movie and the cast and the directors and all of these people come out and they all watch the movie together and all of this kind of stuff, right? There was a lot going on. They had this big red carpet thing. It was really, really cool. They had some cool moments on the red carpet. I watched the whole thing. They had all of the cast of the movie come out and talk about their roles and stuff in the movie and the film and all of that kind of stuff. One of the things that was surprising to me was that a lot of them hadn't even seen the film the first time themselves. And this world premiere was their first time seeing the film as, you know, just as a member of the cast. And a lot of them didn't even know what was happening to their characters and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But of course, the embargo lifted, the social media embargo lifted, where the reviewers of the movie were able to come out and just give their first impressions and stuff of the movie and talk about what they thought about the movie generally speaking, as a whole, not like any spoilers or anything like that, right? So, and then the very next day, I think at 3 o'clock on yesterday, like 3 o'clock Pacific time, the embargo lifted when they were able to give like full reviews, and those reviews are out and they are through the roof. Like, it is absolutely crazy. So right now, Avengers Endgame is sitting at 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. 97%. That's a huge number. Like, you know, most movies don't make it to that 90th percentile on Rotten Tomatoes at all. I mean, you're lucky. You got a pretty good solid movie if you hit like a 70, 75. And if you're an 80, you got a, you know, 80, 85, you got a really good movie. 90, high 90s? Wow. You're talking about almost like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. That means that pretty much 9.5 out of 10 people who saw the movie absolutely loved it. So I just want to go through a few of the reviews here and you can see what some of the people are saying about the movie. So let's take a look at this. You have, let's see. See, A. Dowd writes, an earnest, overstuffed, fitfully funny superhero melodrama. Endgame hits the buttons it wants to hit, and sometimes affectingly. And then Adam Graham writes, Endgame contemplates big picture themes within a superhero framework and delivers a hugely entertaining ride worthy of its monumental buildup. All right. And then let's see. Michael O'Sullivan writes, in a sense, Endgame is an example of the MCU cannibalizing itself, but it has always done so. And it does so here in a fresh way that is closer to the homage than lazy appropriation. Let's skip down and see who else we see. Neil Minow writes, a completely satisfying conclusion with a deep understanding of the characters and a truly remarkable ability to find a nuanced balance between canon and innovation. And then just a couple more. Let's see. Matthew Razak writes, This movie, without the emotional and historical buildup that the myriad of Marvel films brought before it, would simply be a better directed Justice League. I thought that was an interesting take. So anyway, you can see how the reviews for this movie is through the roof. Now, some of the things that I'm hearing about the movie is that there are a lot of surprises. It's a very emotional movie. Some emotional things are going to happen. Like I said on the last show, I'm predicting that somebody's going to die. One of the main characters is probably going to die. So we'll see how they go. And everybody's talking about how emotional it is. But, you know, dying doesn't necessarily mean the only thing that's emotional that's happening in the movie. It could be other stuff, too. And it probably is. So I'm looking forward to, like, seeing what those emotional things are. Some people were talking about they cried in the movie, like, 4 or 5 times. I'm like, what? I mean, it's one thing to, like, cry, like, once or something in the movie, but, like, 4, 5, 6 times, really? So I thought that was interesting. And one of the other things that I'm hearing is, like, the last act of this movie, like, the last hour or so of this movie is that it is like absolutely crazy good. Like the first 2 hours, because you know the movie is like 3 hours long, right? So the first couple of hours of the movie is really, really good. There's a lot of stuff happened. But like the last hour of the movie, like it pays off in this kind of way that is absolutely astounding. At least that's what I'm hearing. So I'm looking forward to seeing that in the movie too. But again, I'm also looking forward to seeing what the relationship is between these characters, how this whole 22 movie saga is coming to an end, or this endgame thing kind of ends this particular saga of the movies, and how it, and that's another thing that I'm hearing as well, how this brings all of the movies together, all of the prior movies starting from Iron Man 1, 2, and 3, and all of that kind of stuff, on up into this movie. It's bringing all of those movies together. So I'm really, really excited and interested in seeing how that's going to happen. But anyway, that's what's happening with the reviews and what's coming out. Again, I'm only a day away. I'm about 24 hours or so away from seeing Avengers Endgame myself. I'll be able to see it tomorrow night, and I'll get my sort of non-spoiler review up probably early Friday, so look for that. But I'm anxious to know what you guys are looking forward to in the movie as well. Drop me a comment. Let me know. You know, comment on this video. Comment on the podcast. Let me know what you're looking forward to in the movie. Also, if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the channel and subscribe to the podcast. That way you'll know, you'll be notified when I'm doing more videos and more movie reviews and stuff like that. Again, this is Avengers week, so you got a lot more stuff coming. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, like the videos, leave a comment, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.